the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
I've talked before about kind of the, like, if I'm describing the show to someone, I will often say, like, if it's someone in the industry or whatever, we kind of base it on the old speech by Jim Valvano that you might see every year for the V Foundation. He's the coach that was dying of cancer and gave a very inspirational speech at the ESPYs back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end of his speech, he's talking about what he's going to do with his time, and his time was very limited. And he said, every day I'm going to try to laugh, I'm going to try to think, and I'm going to try to feel. I'm going to laugh, think, cry. And so that's sort of been like, boy, that's, and at the end of that, he said, that's a pretty full day. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And so we all sort of agreed on that. And so obviously laugh is what we're shooting for 99% of the time. Most of the time, the thinking is you thinking, why do I listen to this? And why do would I ever admit it?
Yeah, that's about a 1% there.
And feel, yeah, we try to be honest about who we are and what we are and the good times and the bad times and everything else.
Well, yeah, I mean, we try to have, obviously, a funny rock show, but we also are all babies at times when it comes to, tearing up at commercials or what, you know, it's perfectly normal stuff. But so, some people feel awkward talking about, you know.
Years ago, we talked, I mean, like, I don't know, the first time it came up might have been 10 or 15 years ago. The idea of, I wish we could start a charity and have the feeling of the holiday break and go through the entire year. And it was, Steve told us yesterday, almost 3 years ago that we said, all right, it's time. We've grown to the point where we have, even though we're not giant, we have enough heft that we can get this off the ground.
Yeah, and we so can do something.
The idea for Idiots for Underdogs started. And the idea is Idiots, which is our group of people that pay for the full show and get segment 17 and the Saturday podcast and everything. They pay for that. And then we'll take some of those proceeds and dump them right into this charity. And no one gets paid for our... It took an amazingly, shockingly long time to get it registered as a full 501c3 official charity registered with the government and submitting a nearly late tax return for in the very first year. Great job.
Oopsie.
But, so it's very small and it's still growing. And we've made a couple of donations. But this one, boy, it really struck us. So we got an email from Chris Clayton. And he said, my name is Chris, I'm a big fan of the show, and I'm writing you guys to ask to help me get the word out about my friend, Chris Stone, who passed away recently on April 28th. By the way, if you're here for a laugh and don't feel like...
if you don't feel like something pretty heavy
this
and
is not
emotional...
This is not the segment for you. Come back in 15 or 20 minutes.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
No judging.
But I think you'll want to hear it.
Yeah.
So from that, I'm going to skip out of his email, and Chris is joining us. We'll talk to him in a second. But I want to play a news story that was done by a TV station in Birmingham about his friend Chris Stone and their family. Because him passing away on April 28th is only part of the story.
With only a few days to live, a Tuscaloosa County father's dying wish was to meet his newborn son. The staff at UAB Hospital in Birmingham made his final wish come true. Christopher Stone was incredibly weak. His health was deteriorating fast, but those challenges didn't stop him from rubbing his newborn son Coy's head and holding him. His wife Brandy laid next to him, happy yet hurt. It was tough for Brandy to talk to us during our interview Monday, so her support stepped in.
By the time he saw Coy, he wasn't able to speak, so we had a notepad that he would write on, and he wrote, I held my baby, I kissed my wife, God is so good.
That's his daughter.
He was more than blessed and more than grateful for everything.
The 48-year-old battled pulmonary fibrosis.
By the way, I mean, just the fact that she's able to... compose herself. That would be really hard to do.
Yeah, she's a very composed young woman.
The 48-year-old battled pulmonary fibrosis and needed a lung transplant.
He worked in masonry like his whole life, and breathing in all the silica and everything, it destroyed his lungs, and it gave him pulmonary fibrosis. And then with the weight that his heart was having to carry with keeping his lungs going, it took out his heart too.
His family says he was denied a transplant on April 21st because he was too weak. His days were numbered. Stone's wife delivered their baby on April 24th, and sadly, he passed away the next day. But before he left Earth, workers at UAB Hospital brought the newborn son and wife over to be next to Stone's intensive care unit bed.
And she never left his side. Like,
Can you imagine being
to deliver
the baby? Can you imagine being 9 months pregnant and sleeping in a hospital chair beside your husband every night, like for like from January to April? She did this. She never left his side.
Stone was well liked. He never met a stranger, and he knew people from around the world. Overall, he was crazy about his relatives, children, and especially his wife.
But the love they had for one another was like none other. It was so obvious and so evident in everything, their pictures, their walk together. When he and Brandy got together, he lost his first wife, the kid's mom, and she was his rescue. We all are so blessed that she came into our lives, and God knew what he was doing when this little rascal came along.
Christopher Stone was laid to rest Saturday. As his wife and children move forward, they will need help. Their family has set up a fundraising campaign. If you would like to donate, just visit WVTM13.com and look for this story. I'm Fred Davenport.
Good work, Fred.
Yeah.
So yeah, that from WVTM13 in Birmingham.
So yeah, that I just can't imagine going through that. When they say he lived long enough that they put Coy, his newborn, on his chest or on his torso, he's
touching,
rubbing the boy's head.
Yeah.
Oh, and to have a last note written too, because he couldn't speak, like just to have something tangible to hold on to, and hopefully the son sees it, you know, as growing up, and like
and to have it still be so
meaningful,
positive, and affirming.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment, so. This is Chris Clayton, who sent that story to us, hoping we could share it. Thank you for doing that, first of all, Chris. How did you know your friend Chris Stone?
I met him about 15 years ago through another friend of mine. I had known him and some of his friends from high school. And we've been friends ever since.
It's pretty awesome. They showed a lot of photos in that story, and they said he never met a stranger. And he happened, and at least in the photos, he struck me as a guy who had that little bit of sparkle in his eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing that sort of carried through, a very friendly man. Unless you're rooted, just based on what I'm seeing, for Auburn, then probably not as much.
Then you are probably a stranger.
he seemed like he was pretty firm on the Roll Tide side, right, Chris?
He definitely was. He was a Bama man.
Yeah. Every photo of him, he's wearing an A.
Yep. We're appreciative of you sending that to us. We read it yesterday morning during the show, and it immediately sacked me, and then I read it out loud to everybody in here.
Yeah.
And then we went on the air and told poo-poo caca jokes and fart jokes and pretended we didn't see it.
Yeah.
But it didn't take us long to go to think, oh, yeah, this is, you know.
This is what we were talking about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
trust me, he would love the poo-poo caca jokes.
Well, Chris, the Army of Idiots for Idiots of Underdogs is going to donate $3,000 to this family, and then we're going to share that GoFundMe on our page as well. And I bet you there's a lot more people who'd be happy to help out. This seems like a great family who could use a little traction, some underdogs, and some help from some idiots. So we're here for it.
A lot of medical bills, obviously. So,
yeah. What a story, man.
So,
I just can't tell you. I appreciate it. I am with you guys.
Well, you did it. You shared the story.
Yeah, man.
And it's the listeners. It's the listeners that pay to be fancy idiots or buy merch or things like that, where a little bit of that money from all those purchases just goes into this fund for exactly this kind of thing.
And I have a feeling now when we share the GoFundMe or how people can get money to the family, there will be even more of that.
Yeah.
The listeners will
stop. And God bless you all for that.
Thank you, man.
And God bless you, man.
All right. Chris, we'll let you go. We appreciate it.
Chris said,
I'm going to be a blubbering idiot. And I said, yeah, me too. This is what we do.
You're good, man. You're good.
It's all good.
Never underestimate what y'all do. You guys bring laughter and joy into people's lives every day.
Well, thank you, man.
That means a lot.
Thank you,
Chris.
Chris, stay on hold. And I want to figure out, because believe it or not, Idiots for Underdogs, a charity created in 2020, can't pay with a card, so I have to find out where to mail a damn check.
Also, it has to be
send an Apple gift card.
A gigantic check.
Yes. Way to go, all of you idiots that listen and support the show. That's you.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.